This is the world's most costly cargo ship. It took 2 years and over $200 million to build. Because it is also the most difficult civilian ship in the world to build, only 13 shipyards in the world have the capacity to do so. Its sole purpose is to transport liquid natural gas, or LNG, a clean energy source. It may make life simpler, but it is not so simple to manufacture. A small defect can lead to disaster. Its manufacture is only possible because of advanced shipbuilding technology, a giant shipyard, and skilled personnel paying close attention to detail. Four tugboats pull a huge cargo ship into the deepwater port. There are no other boats and no cargo is visible on the deck of the ship. The huge LNG painted on the side of the ship stands for liquid natural gas. At its dedicated dock, the LNG carrier sends liquefied natural gas to storage tanks day and night through special pipelines. Large tanker trucks on the other side wait to transport it to other cities. Many urbanites make a nice breakfast every morning before work. Chat over a hot beverage during breaks and take a hot shower after work. Behind the convenience of city life is liquefied natural gas, which is widely used to generate electricity as well for homes, factories, hospitals, etc. It has some special advantages over other popular energy resources.
天然气它是最清洁的能源。首先，它在排放二氧化碳方面，燃烧相同的热值的情况下，它比石油要少排放25%的二氧化碳，比我们常用的那个煤要排放40%的二氧化碳。所以说，我们说它是非常清洁的能源，它对环境非常的友好。
Greenhouse gases pose a serious threat to the environment, making clean and efficient natural gas one of the most common energy sources powering modern society. The economy of Shanghai, China's largest city, is rapidly developing, but environmental issues are also increasingly attracting attention. Clean and efficient natural gas is now helping to ensure the city's continued development. The city's annual demand for natural gas is predicted to reach 4 billion cubic meters by 2012. But there are no local sources. Like Like oil and coal, natural gas was formed underground over millions of years by geological forces. It is not rare, but geographical distribution is uneven. Economically viable reserves have been discovered mostly in Russia, the Middle East, and the South Pacific. But transport was a problem until a technological breakthrough resolved it. Today, natural gas is compressed to a colourless, tasteless, and non-toxic liquid at minus 163 degrees centigrade that occupies 1/600th of its original volume, which greatly reduces shipping costs. Shanghai needs to build its own LNG carrier to ensure a stable and reliable supply of natural gas for continued growth. Not just any shipyard can build an LNG carrier. The low temperature gas is extremely dangerous. Any defect in the ship could spell disaster. On January the 20th, 2004, an explosion at an LNG refinery in Skikda, Algeria, leveled the factory, leaving 27 people dead and 72 others injured. Accidents involving natural gas have made LNG shipbuilders especially cautious. Every morning, more than 5,000 workers walk into the shipyard on the Huangpu River. This massive installation builds enough ships every year to carry 2.2 million tons of LNG. More importantly, as one of the world's finest 13 shipyards capable of building LNG carriers, it is now building an extremely safe LNG carrier for the city. This mega LNG carrier is 292 meters long and 43.35 meters wide, with a deck area as large as 30 basketball courts. It has a capacity of 174,000 cubic meters of LNG, a month's supply for the city's 23 million residents. Engineers have begun the two-year task of creating the world's safest mega LNG carrier using the most advanced engineering technology known as block building. The hull is divided into 264 blocks, each of which is built separately and then precisely welded to the others. The first step is cutting up the steel plates. Before actual work begins, engineers draw up blueprints based on precise engineering designs and calculations for every piece of steel plate to ensure that every part is flawless. On March the 20th, 2010, the first batch of steel plate arrives at the shipyard. Workers will spend the next 5 months cutting over 6,000 pieces of steel plate. The different shapes will then be welded together to form the hull. Every piece of steel plate is destined for a specific position on the ship. No mistakes are tolerated. Shi Kaimin begins each day checking data. Every piece of steel plate has a barcode that indicates specifications, date of acceptance, and responsible persons. code is a permanent part of each piece. Shi Kaimin carefully checks the specifications. She uses the optimum cutting speed and temperature for each piece according to its thickness and strength. Should one faulty piece find its way onto the ship, it could threaten the safety of the entire ship. The large machine that Zhang is operating processes the edges of these steel plates. The specifications require that a 17-meter long piece must be cut within plus or minus 1.5 millimeters. All welds must also be very precise to prevent any leakage that could mean disaster for the ship. It takes 2 months to cut the pieces and inspect them for compliance before they are sent to be welded together to form the blocks of the hull. This process is greatly simplified and accelerated by the use of welding robots. Unlike normal welding, there are no visible sparks because the robots spray welding powder on the joints before welding. The use of robots ensures better quality welds and is safer and more environmentally friendly than manual welding. By now, the hull begins to take shape. The next step is to move all of the sections here to a nearby dock. Each move has to be carefully choreographed.
LNG现在的分段一般都是使用采用17米的钢板组装的，它的标准形状是17米或者18米左右的，而一般的分段我们厂里面的场地限制就是采用的12米的分段，所以说运输LNG它的重量更大，体积也更大，我们用更大型的车子。
Today, Zhang is driving a special heavy-duty flatbed truck to transport a finished section to the dock. Each group of wheels can independently turn 360 degrees, allowing it to easily maneuver around the shipyard. The driver's cab on the lower part of the truck does not rotate, making it hard for the driver to see on the left, the right, and behind. For this reason, someone outside the truck is always needed to help guide it. Thanks to close cooperation amongst the workers, the section is smoothly delivered to the designated destination. Five months later, the most important step in the construction of the mega LNG carrier begins, as the sections are assembled to form a ship. This is a task more complicated than the largest jigsaw puzzle. Each section weighs over 1,000 tons, and they have to be joined with an error of less than 3 millimeters. This is a job for the two huge cranes at the dock, which together have the capacity to hoist 1,200 tons. Xiao is the supervisor of the technical team at the dock. The first thing he does every day is to make sure the cranes are operating properly. A problem with one of the cranes could throw the assembly off schedule, resulting in a huge financial loss for the shipyard.
700吨超大型龙门吊，它的主要作用呢，就是船坞区域的所有分段的吊装总组，包括搭载，超过40吨以上的分段，就是以我们这两台吊车为主力。
Jin Guangfeng sits in the cab of the crane over 10 meters in the air to accurately lift the sections to the proper position. Assembly of an LNG carrier requires much more precision than for other types of ships. The hull is made of huge steel plates, so every section is gigantic. Jin must assemble the sections with an error of less than 3 millimeters.Every day presents a challenge. Any slip of the hand could have disastrous consequences. The weather is clear today, but yesterday's storm has made Xiao especially cautious. Everyone is working closely with the crane operators.When Xiao suddenly signals everyone to stop, even though the operation seemed to be going smoothly. This makes Jin nervous. Xiao then signals for the section to be tipped, causing tons of rainwater to pour out. The accumulated rainwater could have caused a huge problem for the welding process.After the water is removed, the section is slowly moved to the designated position, where inspectors will carefully examine it to ensure that all the joints are properly aligned. Three months later, the outside of the ship is basically completed, but there is an even more crucial step next.The ship is built to safely transport natural gas cooled to minus 163 degrees centigrade, which will require over 20,000 pieces of pipeline. The pipelines form a closed system for moving the LNG around. The ship will also require an extremely powerful engine to propel the 150,000-ton carrier loaded with LNG.Some of the natural gas will return to the gaseous state during transportation, which must be released to avoid a very dangerous pressure buildup. Releasing it into the air would be wasteful.So the boiler system is designed to burn either diesel fuel or natural gas. An LNG carrier is the only kind of ship in the world that can be powered by the cargo that it carries. The two boilers supply high temperature and pressure steam to the engine through dedicated lines.The lines must withstand steam at more than 518 degrees centigrade under 60 kilograms of pressure. To ensure that they can meet these conditions, all steam lines are made of a special type of steel that can resist high temperature and pressure, and the joints between sections are heated to over 100 degrees centigrade before and during welding.On the deck of the ship, installation is underway of a different type of pipeline. The The low-temperature pipelines are connected to four onboard storage tanks and constitute an important part of the loading system. The LNG is transferred to storage tanks on land through this system. Unlike normal steel, the steel used in these lines does not become brittle at low temperatures. But producing the lines presents a challenge to welders because they have to be welded together piece by piece before they are transferred to the ship. Dong Chi is highly skilled in welding low temperature pipe and can weld with either hand. As work on the ship progresses, Dong's left-handed welding skill comes in handy. The space between some pipes is too small for welders to use their right hand, but left-handed welding solves the problem. Ambidextrous welding, once considered as impractical and only a way to show off, has become an indispensable skill in building a mega LNG carrier. In another part of the plant, two workers are X-raying the welds to check for defects. This is a very strict examination that covers every seam in every pipeline. The X-ray photos are carefully scrutinized to make sure that there are absolutely no defects to ensure the safety of the pipelines and the ship. The use of natural gas, which mainly consists of methane, actually began a long time ago. Ancient Chinese records show that Chinese people began making salt by boiling brine over a natural gas fire over 1,000 years ago. Until the mid-1880s, however, natural gas was not widely used, mainly because of the high cost of transporting it. Discovery of the technology to liquefy it resolved this problem. At minus 163 degrees centigrade, the LNG contracts to 1/600th of its original volume, greatly reducing the cost of transportation and storage. China's rapid economic development has led to increased energy demand. The burning of traditional fossil fuels has become less and less popular as the associated environmental problems become more aggravated. Nuclear energy has not proved entirely satisfactory, and the technologies for wind and solar power are not yet mature. But we are now able to make use of efficient and clean natural gas, which has become one of the most reliable energy resources powering Chinese society. The Shanghai ship will carry its load of 147,000 cubic meters of LNG 2,000 kilometers from the source to bring it to Shanghai. This will be enough to supply the city's 23 million residents for 1 month. The supercarrier is not only important to Shanghai, but also sets an example for the manufacture of LNG carriers in the future. 10 months after its building started, the LNG carrier left the shipyard and pulled in at its special dock, meaning the ship has largely taken shape. The next step will be to assemble and test the insulated cabin. As the ship is moored at the special dock, everyone knows that the most difficult and crucial moment has come. Workers will start building 4 cargo compartments, a step that boasts the most advanced technology and most stringent building codes. Nearly half of the $200 million will be poured into the construction. Two layers of heat-proof and insulation must be placed inside the cargo cabin so as to ensure the temperature is kept at a steady minus 163 degrees centigrade. Every layer consists of strong insulating box materials and Invar membrane as thin as 0.7 millimeters. Insulation boxes are not common wooden ones, but are made of special wood imported from Indonesia. Strong and durable, this kind of wood won't easily deform. Workers then fill the boxes with ground perlite powder, a special material for insulation and heatproof. The factory of insulation boxes is equipped with the most advanced production line in the world. There are 1,100 types of them. The production of the 55,000 boxes needed follows stringent requirements. Each has a distortion rate within plus or minus 0.06 millimeters, thinner than the diameter of an adult's hair. Only the most advanced automation equipment can guarantee a standard in mass production. Insulation boxes are covered with Invar sheets as thin as 0.7 millimeters. Invar is a high-tech material that is corrosion and low temperature resistant. It can effectively isolate the minus 163 degrees centigrade LNG with the outside. Invar is an ideal material for the building of an LNG cargo cabin. Processed Invar steel is wrapped up in plastic film with caution, as it has to be kept away from water. Even a drop of sweat, if not cleaned in time, will leave rust on the surface of the Invar steel in half an hour. Rust will change properties of Invar, which may become a fatal threat for the mega LNG carrier.
如果说液化气要是泄漏的话，那么这条船整个这个安全性能就是相当于一个大的比较大的漏洞，非常容易爆炸，整条船要爆炸了。To
ensure safety inside a cargo cabin, all workers entering the hull are required not only to pass 2 safety doors, but also to follow strict regulations that ban water in the cabin. Welders have to wear special sweat-absorbing gloves. All of these processes are to ensure the humidity in the cabin is well under control. The 4 cargo cabins will hold 147,000 cubic meters of liquefied natural gas. Workers set up 10-story scaffoldings. The decagonal interior of each cabin must be covered with insulation layers on all sides. This is a complicated steel platform, which is assembled with 990 types of components, 69,600 in total. There are even elevators for workers to transport materials. Cabin 1, insulation boxes are being installed. There are over 500,000 parts in the insulation layer. There are 1,100 types of insulation boxes, totaling 55,000 in number. It's a big project. Installing poses a great challenge to strength and skill. Workers must move boxes of various sizes to their respective designated location. All boxes are precisely adjusted to achieve an absolute level and shipshape installation. Unevenness must not exceed 0.15 millimeters per square meter, or else invar steel on the boxes will be affected, causing potential trouble for welding. Li Hong Chao is head of the insulation box installation team. He is the first Chinese to take part in the building of an LNG carrier. In 2004, Li started to take part in insulation box installation in an overseas shipyard. At that time, no one else has the same working experience as him. An experienced technician like Li Hong Chao is even more valuable than an engineer. Based on his experience, Li has made quite a few number of proposals for installation improvements, which has cut the installation time by half and expedited the project. In cabin 3, workers have started paving invar steel sheets. They first set up invar steel frames on those boxes to hold invar steel sheets. Workers then start installing invar steel strakes on the frames. Strakes are across the walls of a cabin so that coordination between workers is needed to avoid strakes breakdown. Welding starts as soon as invar strakes are put in place. It requires a greatest skill to weld invar sheets. A sheet is only 0.7 millimeters thick and fits tightly with insulation boxes. Any faster or lower temperature welding could easily result in a missed spot. On the other hand, anything opposite and the insulation boxes will be set aflame. For a mega LNG carrier, cargo cabins have to be absolutely airtight. No missing spot is allowed, or it may become a potential danger for the entire ship. 如果你出现泄漏的情况下，它这个液化天气会突然膨胀，因为膨胀到600倍，然后而且遇到大到常温的时候，它会爆炸，甚至引起全船爆炸，这个后果是非常危险的。Sebastian Le Morgan has been working at the shipyard for a year as a third-party quality supervisor. His job is to find on-site potential problems invisible to others. Since the first LNG carrier was born in 1954, safety has been put as the top priority. So far, no leakage has occurred to any LNG in operation. In addition to stringent requirements on the part of building technology, there is a vigorous three-party cross-check system. All inspections are to ensure the ship is 100% safe. To ensure a stable welding quality, a large number of robots have been employed. However, a robot is not a panacea. It can't work in a narrower spot or irregular corners where skilled welders would take its place. Manual invar welding is the most difficult welding skill in the world. Workers have to pass tests of the GTT company and earn the G certificate before they get the job. Jolie Fun is a superstar in bar welder. Part that she is responsible for is the ceiling of the cabin, the most difficult area of all. In 2004, she left her hometown in central China for Shanghai, where she received all-round training to become one of China's first female Invar welders. In China, 240 million people leave their hometown to work in metro cities. They have become an important force in pushing forward China's industrialization process. Everyone hopes to have a good life through self-support. Jolie Fun is no exception. Now she has settled down in Shanghai. She works hard and has found her true love. Her husband is her co-worker. Their dream is to work hard to buy an apartment so that their children can come to live with them. The mega LNG carrier has been moored at the number 7 dock for over 8 months. Insulation in the 4 cargo cabins is almost done. Everyone is waiting for the installation of the last important component, the pump tower. It is the core of the system for loading and unloading liquefied natural gas. It also collects evaporated LNG during transportation to fuel the ship, as well as lower risks in the cabin. However, a problem arises facing the installation of the tower. The shipyard for the mega LNG carrier is located along the Huangpu River, the birthplace of China's modern industry, as well as China's shipbuilding industry. However, after more than a century's growth, land area has been dwindling. Construction is underway for a new dock with better port facilities. But for Shanghai, which is in urgent need of liquefied natural gas, the construction of the LNG carrier must be expedited. Though the pump tower is to be installed in 3 days, the ship has to move. The number 7 dock is by the Huangpu River, whose average depth is 8 meters, good for passage of a 10,000-ton ship. However, the river carries a lot of sand and mud from upstream every year. The sediment raises the riverbed, posing a potential threat for ships in general, and for the carrier in particular. With each pump tower weighing 36 tons, the entire ship will sink a meter when all 4 are installed. With the current water depth, the ship could be in danger of being stranded. At the number 8 dock, 500 meters away, mud cleaning is underway. Workers have to clean the mud in the 300-meter riverbed as quickly as they can so that the pump towers can be installed. On another section of the yard, the pump towers are being tested one last time. The tower is 30 meters tall and 36 tons heavy, made completely of Invar steel.
这主要的一个特点是什么呢？它是一个零下低温，在零下163度工作，这个是显著的特点。所以我们整个一个棒塔结构，包括它的原材料，到我们整个的一个制作的一个保障，都要保证整个结构在零下163度正常使用。
The LNG carrier has been moved to the number 8 dock for installation of the first pump tower. As time goes by, everyone becomes increasingly nervous. Installation of the Invar steel in the 4 cargo cabins is nearly done. The interiors of the cabins have been covered with 0.7mm thick Invar steel sheets, totaling tens of thousands of square meters.The 36-ton pump tower will be lowered to the bottom of the cargo cabin through a small opening on the roof. A collision with the welded Invar interior will break the Invar steel. The inner walls will have to be repaired, which will be an immeasurable loss. Engineers are holding their breath thanks to another issue.
现在主要是我们这个高度控制比较要求比较高，因为我们这个船啊，这个受这个吊车的这个影响，这个高度的影响，这个吊棒塔高度比较高，所以这个我们这个船队这个整个棒塔吊起来的时候，起吊高度要求非常严格，这个涉及到槽水啊，我这个甚至我这个吊这个钢丝绳的高长度，还有几个卸扣什么，这些都要求非常高的，都是全部精确计算过的。
Pump tower is 29 meters tall, plus the height of the hull. Installing the tower right here is a great challenge, because with normal water level, hoisting is impossible. The only solution is to do it at low tide, when water reaches its lowest level.
对，这个一个月内总共没有几天，每天呢，这个时间大不得差不多是一个多小时左右，就在这个时间段内必须要全部吊起，所以前面的准备工作。
The container of the pump tower was open. The clock is ticking.
最关键就是我这个安全的出去，在轨道当中把它放到竖起来。
Workers tie the wire tightly to the designated spots on the pump tower. All the spots have been accurately calculated through computer simulation. The pump tower is lifted from the container and set upright in the air.They are working against time to check and clean it one last time. The tower is slowly lifted and moved towards the small opening on the deck. Here comes the most difficult stage. The big pump tower will be lowered into the cargo cabin through the small opening.Insulation inside is already complete. Any collision will devastate the insulation layer in the entire cabin. The loss will be more than anyone can bear. Jiaobin's job is to direct the crane at the opening. He has to succeed.Of the time has passed. The pump towers have to be put into the cargo cabins before the tide rises. As the tide rises, the pump towers have been successfully hoisted into the cargo cabins.But another challenge arises. The crane operator cannot see what's going on inside the cabin. It all depends on the directions of the engineer in charge. The outside operation has to be controlled remotely through messages coming out of the walkie-talkie inside the cabin. The success depends on how well they coordinate. When the last pump tower lands on the designated spot, construction of the mega LNG carrier is nearly complete. Over the past 2 years, the building of the carrier has consumed more than 6,000 steel plates, 350,000 litres of paint, 250 kilometres of wires and piping, and 1 million work hours, totaling more than $200 million. In the near future, the ship will be tested at sea more than once before it officially goes into operation as LNG carrier. Over the next 20 years, this mega LNG carrier will travel across the ocean to deliver high efficiency and clean energy to Shanghai for its continued growth.